Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 20th of May 2024. Today's topic is Decision Determines Destiny. Our text today is taken from Ruth chapter 1 verses 11 through 18. And Naomi said, "Turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way. For I am too old to have an husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me." Verse 14. And they lifted up their voice, and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. But Ruth clave unto her. And she said, "Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people, and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law." And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. Ah, the Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me." Verse 18. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. Key verse. Ruth chapter 1 verse 16. And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God." It is often said decision determines destiny. The decision you take today will determine your destiny in the future. This is the reason why you need to make the right decision, and you cannot do it on your own. You need the help of God, godly parents, teachers, and friends to guide you. From our text, we see the decision of two women, and how their decisions determine their destinies. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, and returned to her idol. From this point we never heard about her again. Ruth, on the other hand, clave to Naomi and refused to leave her. She followed her to the land of Israel, and that wise decision made her the great-great-grandmother of our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the wisest decisions to make today is to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The result of that decision is eternal life, but if you decide to remain in sin, you will end up in hellfire. Be wise today, and you will not regret it. Prayer for today. I surrender my life to Christ so that I can have eternal life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Matthew chapter 25 verses 1 through 13. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.